bowed, we, Lord, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for how real you are. Thank you, God, that you touch our hearts. Lord, these aren't just emotions. It's the love of God. Lord, thank you that we count you faithful. Thank you, God, that your strength allows us to come boldly to say you're able. And Lord, we stand in awe, and we give you all the praise and glory and thanks and honor. God, knowing that your grace is always sufficient, always the superabounding grace that you pour out moment by moment. God, help us to be aware. Lord, help us to be quickened to it today. God, help us to be as those that are loving your appearing. They're alive. Yes, you came to give life, but to give it more abundantly. Lord, thank you that we're quickened to that this morning. God, somehow, some way, your grace has caused this place to be in tune, that I love you, that I'm crazy about you, that I adore you, that you're highly favored, that I'm coming soon and I'm coming again. And oh Lord, thank you how that lifts us up. Thank you, Lord, that that's the joy, that's our strength, Lord Jesus, is your love for us. Now God, we ask you, open up these scriptures to us today. Lord, give us a vision like never before, Lord. A vision that takes us on, that not just finishes strong, but finishes with a joy unspeakable. And may we be filled with your glory. We thank you and praise you. May we magnify your beauty and your name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles today to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. At 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And in verse 5, it tells us, casting down imaginations. That means just overthrow all those reasonings. Get your reasonings out of it. Get your expectation on him. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I know some of you are saying, man, pastor, can't we let up on the gas for just a minute? But I'm just going to ask you, apprehend that grace today. Stay with him. Because you know he's taking you on in love. And you know he's going to sit you right down in more of it today. So let's listen to the word of life. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Now I've been giving thanks to God. I believe like never before for his faithfulness of his grace to this precious meeting. I'm thankful. God is ready to give this to all. I'm thankful for his grace that's quickened us to say, Lord, I want it. Amen, amen, amen. And I really do believe, brothers and sisters, that we are beginning to live a joy of the finished work upon that cross, maybe like never before, that the just shall live by faith. Doesn't that just get you to settle down in grace's wonderful rocking chair? The just shall live by faith. That it is by grace and through grace that we acceptably serve God. Listen to the word. This is the word of God. It's by grace you acceptably serve God. Not of you, not of your works, but by grace we acceptably serve him. And praise the Lord, I believe that the Spirit is concluding in our hearts, right along with Romans 3:23. Man is justified by faith and not by the works of the law. Hallelujah. Again, how can we keep still? But you know, I believe He's got us in tune with Him this morning. Now that, and I do say, my beloved brethren, is the beginning of obedience to God. That's what it is. It's not obedience, as we said earlier, some slave thing. See, that's an ignorance, brothers and sisters, that the world or man's mind would try to explain it like that. This obedience is a submissive lover. This comes from a heart that the love of God has ravished. Lord, you love me like that, I'm surrendering. And I'm not just surrendering today by God's grace. I surrender all. Lord, take all of me. It's so good. Let's just go all the way. Take me on into the heights. Take me down into the depths. The width, the breadth, the length. All of it, Lord Jesus. Praise God, you've set out before me that I would know the love of God. Isn't that awesome? How many times, oh, there's no way I can know the love of God. Yes, you can know the love of God. It's His grace. It's His undeserved love. It's His undying mercy. It's His absolute passion and desire for you to take the things of Christ and make them yours by the power of my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, it's wonderful, brothers and sisters, that we don't continue on with a dimmed vision. Oh, no. See, we don't have a vision that's dimmed of His beautiful freedom. I remember very well Brother Hill talking about a dear sister. She said, you know, Brother Hill, maybe you shouldn't preach so much grace around here. Matter of fact, they might live just a little bit more holy if you told them there was a possibility that they just might lose their salvation. Come on, brother, look at the way they're living. They need some good law in their life. Now, I'll tell you what. I believe the Lord really corrected that dear sister. But I'm telling you, I think there's some that really believe that somehow, some way, fear is a good thing. And I want you to understand that that's the enemy. I want you to know the Word of God says that perfect love casts out all fear. And praise be to God, whom He has made free is free indeed. Now, we've been rejoicing, and it's been sweet to our hearts. In Bible study, in Galatians, we've been rejoicing through Romans chapter 3 through 7. For we all have sinned. I rejoice in that. How about you? Praise be to God. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace. You notice it's there twice, just with different words. Freely by His grace. Amen. And even our beloved brother Paul. And I love this. I was just so quickened in heart again to think about this. Through that third, through the seventh chapter of Romans, where it just absolutely concludes that man is justified by faith and not by the works of the law. That has been finished, praise be to God. But here, through all of that witnessing, Brother Paul still at the end of chapter 7 of Romans, he's still fretting a little bit. He says, oh, the good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. And then that brings us to Romans 8. Because God said, enough of this nonsense. Son, we're going to nip it in the bud right now. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now. Isn't that awesome? There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Period. Get that other stuff out of the Word of God. Those italicized, get them out of there. Know it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It's so wonderful to know that. Praise God, it is finished. brother, you stop that nonsense. You quit worrying about the evil and the good and all of that. I already took care of that in one life, the Lamb of God on the cross. Now live. Live the life that lives in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Not your goodness, not what you think you can do, but Christ in you. My son's very life. Let him grow up. I've blessed you with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You've got everything. You talk about a complete package. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Got the blood? Got the blood? Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Romans 8:33, rejoice, brothers and sisters. And again, I say rejoice. The only reason we don't live the obedience to God is one thing. It's love. It's love. That is the only reason. See, we really don't appreciate the miraculous lover that we have in Jesus Christ. I was thinking it's just as those murmuring Israelites that wandered in that wilderness, miracle after miracle, and that was just the love of God after the love of God, His love for them. And yet they never appreciated it. They truly never appreciated His love. See, when someone really loves you and you respond to that love, you want to please them. You want to be obedient to their desires. Amen? Isn't that what grips you? Really, as we get down to it, I pray. I'm thankful for however you got to church here today, that you think you got to church here today. But you got here because of the love of God. I'm just thankful and hopeful that you would know that you're here today because of the love of God. I'm hopeful that you know that He was the one that drew your heart to say, I want you to come and sup with me this morning. I want you to come and feed upon me. I want you to be strengthened. I want you to grow up. I don't want you to be no more a child tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I want you to stand on the promises of God. I want you to know how much that I love you. I want you to know how much that I think about you moment by moment by moment. Brothers and sisters, when we grow up in the Lord, when we really see how much He loves us, we want to please Him. We act no more like spoiled children. We act no more like selfish ones that want our own way. We say, God, have your way. Lord, let your mind be in me. Let you do of your will and your good pleasure in my life. Brothers and sisters, we are at a moment that Jesus Christ could come. Let Him quicken you to grow up. Cast off those childish things. Cast away those foolish ways. Get on with Him. Quit messing around. Quit flirting, by God's grace, with the things of this world. Realize how wonderful it is to get your eyes on Jesus. The enemy's about one thing, and that's for him to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He knows he cannot keep a child of God out of heaven. But he sure is doing everything and anything possible, especially to saints in this meeting that have received the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You've got a crown today. The crown of the message of the glorious grace of God. Treasure it this morning. Hold it up to Him and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I've accepted your wedding vow to me. Lord, I treasure this more than anything. I know this is to your keeping. It's not mine. It's your strength. It's by your might. Yes, I've kept the faith, but I know that that's all because of the grace of God. I know it's because your love is alive in my life. And somehow, some way, you've caused me to come boldly to you and actually believe you that you want this for me more than I could ever want it. That God, I'm going to one day with you, it's finished for me. I know it is. But praise the Lord, I'm going to finish with joy. And I'm going to be ready to be offered. And I believe that by the grace of God, as Brother Paul said, not to me only, Oh no, there's a precious body that's coming together. Hallelujah. Knitly, compacted, tightly fit. It's so wondrous what we're called into. But will you go? Will you go? And it's now. He's dealing with us now. I've been rejoicing. I think of how speedily the Word of God said that Esther took those things. She didn't know a thing. She was a little orphan girl taken in by her uncle. But yet, somehow, some way, it hit her. This is for me. I see what I can have. I know I didn't deserve a thing, but God set me here. He took me out of all these things, and people were feeling sorry for me. I didn't have a mom and a dad. I didn't have all these things, and here I end up with my uncle. But I'm going to be the queen. It had to be that way to get it to here. It's so awesome for each and every one of us. And here we go. Are we taking the thing speedily? Let me tell you something. It's for our Father to give. And I'm not making any claims to anything. But boy, I rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And there's a dear sister that had been sitting back there about only 12 years. And she's at home today with her daughter and granddaughter having a Bible study. And I rejoice in that word. And I rejoice in that grace. How the Lord just plucked her out in her 70s. Marrying age. Did you know that? And he said, will you go? And she says, oh, I'll go. What do I need to do? And he sent a little crazy farmer to say to her, just go sit down at Jesus' feet. Take of his cup of salvation and drink. Boom! It just grows you up so fast. You can't imagine. And I've seen people looking here that maybe have sat here for years. Well, who does she think she is? You've got to pay your dues. You got to start at the back of the church. You can't sit in the front right off the bat. Let me tell you something, honeys. Tell them to get out of your way. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It's awesome, isn't it? Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full, the complete, the exact, the intimate knowledge of the truth, the Lamb, the I Am. Man, I'm excited today about Jesus. I'm thankful to God. You talk about a passion that he puts in our lives. We didn't deserve a thing. Guilty in our trespasses, dead in our sin. And yet, but God. Oh, I love his mercy. Lord, pour it on. Praise his name. Now, brothers and sisters, when we love him, praise God, the love will want us to live for him. When we love him, we'll want to please him. When we love him, we allow the Son to be revealed in us. Oh, yeah. We start to change from glory to glory into the very image of him. We become to not care about the things or about what people think of me in this world. I don't care what people that, in a sense, naturally speaking, that might be here today to say, what a nut. Or maybe somebody on the internet to say, what is wrong with him? Or maybe when somebody said years ago, I used to know him, what happened? Well, hallelujah. Jesus. Yeah, there's some things you just can't say more, and that's it. But brothers and sisters, it's impossible to please God without faith. He tells us to believe his word. As Abraham by grace. I love this. Count those things
which be not as though they were. Do I have a whole group of family here today that we are counting those things which be not as though they were? Are you seeing with the eyes of faith? Are you believing that nothing is hard for God today? Oh, I pray you are. Because you know what? Nothing's hard for God. And He is able. And I am so thankful to the Lord today that we believe these things. Brothers and sisters, this is no shoot in the dark faith. This is not a hope of a maybe. We need to learn from the faith of our fathers. I've been just delighting in Abraham, thinking about his life. See, he counted God able. He just believed God. He moved with God. I'm so thankful. He wasn't a special person. We have a special God. He has a special grace. It's incredible what it can do. It can cause you to be the person that you never thought you could be. That's exactly what grace does. He takes the sinner and he sets him on a throne. It's amazing what the grace of God can do. He takes a child of God that's been living in defeat and circling back all the time to the same defeat over and over and over. And he says, rise up. And in a moment and in a twinkling of eye, that's exactly what grace does when we receive it by faith. Mountain be removed. Sea be parted and it's dry ground. And I'm confident those wagons didn't feel one bump. I don't care what that movie showed you. They didn't have to push a wheel out of no wet bump. It was dry. Nothing's hard for God. He's got it all prepared. He's already made the way of escape. He knew it. Hallelujah. And he does it. But brothers and sisters, Abraham counted God able. He counted God able to birth a child through a 100-year-old womb in his wife. He counted God able that he was... that it wasn't hard for him to raise his son from the dead as he was going to offer that sweet Isaac up to him. He just counted God able. See, when the Lord has told you something, and let me again emphasize, this is how the Lord tells you something, his word. Not a burning something somewhere in your body. That this is a problem, indigestion, whatever it could be. But he'll tell you, through his word. My sheep know my voice. He talks to you all the time. It's just have an ear to hear. Listen to the word of God. He's speaking to you and you know that voice. You're his sheep. But brothers and sisters, when he's told you something in his word, believe him. Be unwavering in faith. Stagger not at the promises of God. It's wonderful. And there's moments in our life, I'm right there with you. Praise be to God. We don't believe him for a moment. We don't. And man, how quick the darkness comes. Man, how quick we start to shake and rock and stagger. And I've always been standing on the rock that's higher than I, that's never moved. Who was moving? It was me. Amen, every single time. But isn't it beautiful that you can smile at the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, how patient you are with me. That even when I believe not, you abide faithful. It's so awesome. I just love him for that. I'm thankful over and over. He says, honey, come on. Come on. Got to get going. A finish with joy. See, a finish with joy only has a certain amount of time. It does. Oh, yes. Know these things. But brothers and sisters, in full assurance of faith, believing that he is able, believing that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, every single time. Not just when I thought he did it that time. Not just when, well, my goodness, look at how he gave me this new job and a big chair and all these things. That's exceeding abundantly. And then he hands you maybe food stamps. Did he do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think? Is it real? Is it about over there? I know we know it. God help us to surrender to it, though. Brothers and sisters, there is a glow, a joy unspeakable, a rest and a love an appreciation that is so especially apparent in those that treasure and rejoice in the love of God. It's apparent, and ones take notice, and they ask about the hope that lies within you. And I'm thankful to God that we're ready to give every man an answer, and it's the same answer every time. Jesus loves me. And this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, I treasure the young ones that are in this meeting. I grew up with the same gospel, because it's never changing, that they're hearing today. And they're entering a world that is even more wicked than when I was a child. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. It never changes. He's the same keeper. He's the same high tower. He's the same shield. He's the same buckler. He's I am. And let me tell you something. Just because technology's changing, it will never, ever affect him. Never, never affect him. Brothers and sisters, I commend you. I believe and rejoice in what's making this meeting more alive than ever before is because of the love of God. It's the love of God. Why would we not grow on? I'm not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves at a certain place and time or anything of that nature. I'm just magnifying the grace of God. It's just what He does. He's a God of increase. If we ever flatline, there's something wrong, not with Him, with us. We should be growing on. We should be growing in faith. That's the reason we draw breath. God wants to be pleased. He's God. He's a jealous God, and He wants to be pleased. And there's one way to please Him, and it's with faith. He wants you to believe Him. That's why He's bringing us into more challenges in our lives. That's why He's bringing us into more of the mountains, more of the Red Seas, greater things than we ever imagined. The furnace has been turned up. The refiner's fire is flaming, and it's a precious time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the finished work is coming forth, and there goes another one a-running. Hallelujah. It's okay to be beside yourself in the Lord. You probably, it's about time you get there. It's about time. But hallelujah, what a precious work, and that's why we lift one another up to the Lord. But brothers and sisters, it's the love of God. He's caused us and called us to be lights to this world. I'm thankful to the Lord that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, even outside these walls. And yes, brothers and sisters, we want every child of God to grow up into Christ in all things. But you know what? They need to be saved first. They need to be saved first. And I am thankful to God that we are instant and encouraged of the Lord, that we're not shy to tell people that Jesus loves them. That we're not shy to go and comfort a sinner and tell them that Jesus loves them. And I'm thankful to God that every Sunday in this place, there are new faces. Continue on. Endure the hardness as good soldiers. You're going to be turned down a lot. But as my dad used to say about a lot of things, well, son, the worst they can say is no. You're just waiting for a yes. Yes, Lord. Just like you did in my life, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I know that most just pass through. I understand that, brothers and sisters. Most people just pass through this meeting. I'm thankful to the Lord for whatever they may receive, because I know His word does not return void. But every once in a while, an Apollos sticks and wants to be shown the more perfect way and go into the deeper truths. A sweet sister, Lydia, comes and just sits down. My dear brother and sister here in the front, searching for the sincerity of truth and love. Every single one of us here today, we have the same testimony, the faithfulness of God. Isn't it wonderful? He knows he circled you out. He's bringing you on. Brothers and sisters, he's the same faithful and true, always will be, that authors and finishes our faith. And I'm going to close with this. We live in exciting times. Oh, it's exciting. Not scary. Exciting. I'm talking about the Word of God exciting. And the reason it's exciting is because Jesus is about to come. The voice of the archangel, the trump of God, is about to sound. He's about to appear, brothers and sisters, to them that are looking and longing and loving his appearing. Those whose affections are not on the things of this life, but those whose affections are set on the things over yonder. The things that are forever. The one thing face to face with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We sing a song, there's going to be a meeting in the air. Those that have fully responded to his love, obedient to his word of grace, know that it's the word of grace. And I believe we've received it. You've kept the faith, the word of his grace, the faith. Finish the course by grace. Fighting the good fight of faith by grace. And soon, someday very soon, just like was splattered all over TV, but that's not worthy to be compared, there's going to be a wedding. And I pray today that you see your bridegroom standing at the altar. The Father, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, right there too. And all I can say to us, brothers and sisters, is, oh my, what the grace of God can do. Let's just stand and praise him again. He's worthy to be praised. Just thank him for this. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, work deep in your people. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Oh, what a sweet and precious privilege to know you, to know you, to know you, to know you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, and we so appreciate, again, your word of love to us this morning. God, you're encouraging us on. Lord, you're stirring us up. You are over that nest always, calling on us to rise up and to soar. Lord, thank you, what you've privileged us to know. Help us, God, by your spirit and love to live it. Now, Lord, we're coming this morning to take communion and thank the Lord that we do this in remembrance of you. We're so thankful, Jesus, that you died for us. You shed your precious blood. You gave your body. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God you became sin for us who knew no sin. You died, and in 3 days and 3 nights you rose again. And yes, we praise and worship and love a risen Savior. Now, Lord, we're so thankful for anyone who might be here today. And God, if there's someone who doesn't know your Son as Savior this morning, as you're talking to us right now while every head is bowed, Lord, how simple it is. Believe on the Son of God and thou shalt be saved. It's so awesome. I'm so grateful to God the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Just like when Philip told that eunuch as they were riding along in the chariot and he saw them that were being baptized. He said, what keeps me from being baptized? He said, oh, believe with all thine heart and thou mayest. And I'm confident he clutched that brother and he says, oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, if there's any life here today that doesn't know you as Savior, really, listen to the word of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father by me. It's an invitation of love. It's not a warning of condemnation. It's an invitation of love. Believe on me. Whosoever believeth on me shall never die. Lord, I believe you are the Son of God. In your heart, I ask you this morning, if you haven't done that, Lord, I believe, Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God. Praise you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
If anyone will hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him and
yes.
eat with me. He that overcometh will sit with me in my throne as Praise I sit with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying
yes,
to
Jesus.
The church.
Praise be to
God.
Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes.
Shepherd Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for that revelation. We thank you again for your truth. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.